What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
Did you see this thing about the kid in Chicago, the 13-year-old?
I did. What happened exactly? They used to give the cop, tell him to put his hands up.
It's sad, man. I mean, he's 13. This is a baby. You know, like, he's a baby, man. 13 years old. So he's out. It's 2:30 in the morning. His name is Adam Toledo. He's out with a 21-year-old. Now, first of all, where are the parents? I hold the parents responsible. I have a nephew that's 15. You think my brother's letting my 15-year-old nephew run around at 2:30 in the morning? There's no way. Never. Especially not hanging out with a 21-year-old.
And if he is running around, your brother don't know about it. Your nephew's sneaky as hell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So the kid's out there with this 21-year-old, and there's like surveillance footage from like a local business where there's shots fired. So you can hear, you can see like they're off in the distance, shots fired, like, I don't know, 5-6 shots. Somebody calls the cops, reports shots fired. Cops pull up. They chase them. I think they got the 21-year-old. They're chasing the 13-year-old down this dark alley. So the cops running after him, chasing him. He's like, you know, stop running. And then as he catches up to him, the cop is like, drop it. And Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old, turns around with his hands up, and the cop shoots him. So at first it looks bad, but if you go back and kind of analyze the footage, the body cam footage, you can see that he has a gun in his right hand and his arms are to his side. As he turns around, he like tosses the gun. So it's like he tosses it and then he puts his hands up. So this is what people don't understand. As a cop, you have to make that split second decision. If I put myself in that cop's shoes, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm probably shooting. If I get a glimpse that you have a gun in your right hand and you're turning around, I might take that shot. I might. I'm just being honest. Because the cop doesn't know, is he going to turn around with the gun? What's happening? And they did find a gun right next to him. So, I mean, he did have a gun. He had gunpowder residue on his right hand. So, I don't know, man.
You got to blame that maybe on the upbringing or the area that he was raised in. I don't know what to say on that.
It's sad. It's really sad.
That age really doesn't make those decisions on his own. He's
influenced
by an older individual.
For sure. And I mean, that's probably, you know, listen, man, the 21-year-old who's out there, you know, probably showing him the ropes on the street.
Because even when you're like you said, 13, a 16-year-old is gonna be influential over you. A 21-year-old is gonna be like a big bro, like an uncle to you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
16, right. Even a third, two years back when we were young was big. Seventh grade to ninth grade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ninth graders are like, oh my god, he's in high school. You look up to people like that. So yeah, I can see him being easily influenced by this older individual wanting to be a gangster. You know, when we're kids, we see money and we see the popular people in whatever setting you're in. You know, we grow up in the park. I happen to grow up at the park. So the people with cars when they were young and the gold chains and the pulling the big knots out of their pocket and the clean sneakers and shit, that's who we idolize. That's how anyone does in any neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so man. So
that could be a gang affiliated or just street affiliated. And they think it's cool to tote the pistol at 13.
Right.
Sad. It's an ongoing cycle, man.
It is, man. So like I said, I mean, I blame the parents or the guardian, whoever was in charge of him. Like, and I know kids do what they do. Like you said, maybe he snuck out. Maybe the parents didn't know what was going on. That can happen.
Right.
For sure.
I snuck out all the time, so I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad, man. It's really unfortunate. And 13 is just, I mean, like I said, he's a baby, man. 13 years old. Yeah. That's unfortunate, bro. Yeah, bro.